Ben Franklin didn't know Sid Gilman. At least there's no record that they were acquainted, but it was somebody like Sid he had in mind when he wrote that little rhyme about early to bed and early to rise. Robert Lipsyte offers a profile of the healthy and wealthy and wise old man of football.
To be up early to catch Sid Gilman.
I don't lift heavy. Each one of these weighs 15 pounds.
Sid Gilman is a member of Pro Football's Hall of Fame. And at 72, the dean of active coaches.
Well, football is almost like ladies' fashions, men's fashions. You do certain things and you set it aside, the rod, the pile, you set it aside. And if you're inclined, you put it in the closet and 10 years from now, it'll come back. This is all right. We got the whole morning. I wouldn't worry about it. Just take your time. Get it done. You run pretty good.
503.
Pump those arms. All right.
One style never changes. If you want to play for Sid Gilman, you have to be fast.
If you don't have any speed, we can't make a football player out of you. Our system of football requires that somebody who plays for anybody that plays for us got to be able to run.
The new United States Football League's Oklahoma franchise was Gilman's 13th team in 49 years.
Now,
he was hired as general manager.
Exactly.
Is there any problem going from team to team like this over the years?
No, there isn't. There isn't any problem at all.
I mean, it seems like a gunslinger moving from town to town.
There isn't any particular problem. There's always a job to do. I'm hired for a particular job. I think I've had enough experience to be able to step into most of these situations and be comfortable.
Oklahoma selection, Conrad Lee, tackle from Missouri. Conrad Lee, tackle from Missouri.
You need a running back, my boy. Yeah, boy, if you could get Anderson, you'd be set.
The strain in Sid Gilman's face is not just from the rigors of the new Football League's draft. In the midst of our doing this story, Gilman was fired yet again.
Do you have any theories about being canned by Tulsa?
No, I wasn't canned. This was a case of Bruce walking away from a young owner who felt that he wanted to run his own team. It wasn't a case. An owner has every right to own it, to run his own team.
He was
a 28-year-old young genius, and with three easy lessons, he'd become a tremendous genius. Uh-huh. And evidently, there wasn't room enough for two geniuses in that office.
But a genius who's been everywhere and knows everything and everybody doesn't stay benched very long.
I think there's can be no doubt in my mind, in the minds of most people, knowledgeable in professional football, that he is the improviser of the passing game as we know it today.
24 years ago, Sid Gilman hired Don Klosterman for the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, Klosterman is president of the Los Angeles Express of the USFL, Sid Gilman's 14th team in 50 years.
I think that he brings you the vitality of the game, of how it's changed. He's studied it, he's watched it, he's created it. And you see him, that you see in him the genius that's there. And I think that it creates emotion, feeling, and amongst the entire football team, let alone the coaching staff. They're all talking about Sid Gilman.
The saga of Sid Gilman began at Ohio State in the 1930s. In 1955, he joined the pros. He was hired and sometimes fired at Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Houston, Dallas, Chicago, San Diego, Philadelphia, and Tulsa. Along the way, Sid helped create the modern passing game. Meanwhile, his wife Esther, mother of their five children, made patterns of her own.
How many sweaters going cross country, you know, back and forth, back and forth? And it bides time. I'm thinking so much about that. As long as you're spending time, you get tired of reading.
This represents just about everything there is in the game of football, as I mentioned, from a passing standpoint. Over there on that show.
Sid Gilman has always been considered an innovator, especially in his use of films.
There's so many things that can happen to a tight end and a quarterback who is throwing to a tight end running and out, and by having a collection film of 1,200 to 2,000 feet of this tight end running that out, I can come away after about 3 or 4 hours study with every problem that can possibly happen to that tight end, so that when I hit the field or when I coach my tight ends at night, I can say, look, all these things are going to happen to you.
Gilman was among the first football coaches to spend most of his time alone in the dark. It came naturally. His family owned movie theaters.
In those days, colleges weren't taking movies. Couldn't afford movies. Nobody had thought about the movies. In the newsreels, as you may have recalled, Fox News would have all the great games. Paramount would have all the great games. And I used to cut these shots right out of the newsreels. And people wondered from time to time, these various theaters wondered from time to time, where of our sports, the sports would be the last thing on the newsreels. Well, several times there wouldn't be any sport because of the football shots.
Your career began with stolen pieces of film.
Stolen pieces of film right out of the newsreels. I had a vast, vast collection of newsreel shots of all the teams around.
Do you still have them?
Oh, no. They were totally inflammable. When I was studying at times and I was smoking my pipe, I'd light a pipe and forget that I had a pile of film, and I'd throw the match down and whoo, she'd shoot up, and we'd have to run for the door.
Is this your last shot?
I don't know. I'm going to stay with it as long as the interest, as long as I can have the feeling that I want to stay fresh.
Mm-hmm. Is there ever a moment when you're not thinking football?
I don't know. I think there is. There is from time to time. I'm quite sure that there is.
That's the idea. Good.